WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back here to WTUZ's Tusk Talks series. I'm your host, Mary Alice, and I'm excited to have with me again today as Dover Superintendent Carla Burney. Thanks so much for taking the time and talking with me.
Thank you, Mary.
Absolutely, and we're going to talk about a couple of different things here. First of all, we're going to talk about last year and how the school season really went for you, and then we're going to get into that retirement of yours. But first, Carla, I'm pretty sure it was a big shock last year when the virus hit and, you know, in-person learning happened, and a lot of changes had to be made, I'm sure, for Dover School District.
Yes, I think I speak for many of my colleagues when I say that this past school year and even past calendar year has been the greatest challenge in our careers. We were sent home in March and had to adjust very quickly. You know, I tell people our teachers turned on a dime. They took their classroom lessons and created remote lessons and were very creative in new ways to keep in touch with their students and connect with students. So it's been quite a year.
Carla, just in your opinion, again, it was difficult, and I can't imagine trying to, you know, learn in different circumstances that some of the kids had to do. And do you think that maybe moving forward, this is potentially a good thing for schools to look at that broadband, to look at content that they have and the accessibility of, you know, the computers and things like that?
I believe that many good things have come out of all of this. I think that one of the things that we are doing better as educators is communicating course content and our lessons and our expectations with parents. And I think that just helps us all to work better together.
Speaking of teaching and just kind of being employed in the school district, Carla, you announced that you're going to retire here at the end of this school year, which is the end of the 2020-21 school year, right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about just kind of the overall decision to do that and how you knew it was time.
You know, when you work and when you're young, you look forward to retirement and you say, I'm going to do that when I retire or when I have time, I'll do those things. And this is my time. Mm-hmm. I have four beautiful grandchildren and one on the way, and they live close. My husband and I like to travel, and we're just looking forward to doing those things.
Of course, Carla, we need to go back a little bit and talk about your start into kind of like the teaching world and into Dover, because I believe you started 1980s, I believe.
Actually, it was 1985. You're
okay.
Making me a little older than I really am, Mary. But back in 1985, I did my student teaching at East School in Dover with Barb Langler and Margaret Ann Brunner. And then in 1989, I was hired as a kindergarten teacher, and I really wanted to work in Dover, but that opportunity came three or four years later.
And Carla, as you were teaching for kindergarten there for 9 years, you moved on becoming the elementary curriculum director, and then moved on to the assistant superintendent, and then, of course, to your current role as superintendent of Dover City Schools. Was that always the plan for you to move up like that, or did that just kind of come by coincidence?
Actually, I have never really been career-driven. When I started as a kindergarten teacher, I expected to spend my 30-some years teaching kindergarten. I loved it. I poured my heart and soul into every day, and when the opportunity came to be the elementary curriculum director, I really didn't think that was something that I ever wanted to do, but at the time, it felt like the right thing to do, and I think my belief has always been that every role in a school system is important, and if it's meant to be, like, you need to move into that position and do the best you can, you know, while you're there, and I feel that that's what I've done in all of my different roles.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Carla, you know, your contract currently runs through July 31st, 2023. But again, you're retiring early in July of this year. And, you know, when we talked to you when you first announced that, you mentioned that you're really going to miss the students the most. And I think it bears mentioning again of how you've just been able to see these kids come into the school and really progress in their life and grow and change.
Yes, there is no greater joy than watching a five-year-old come in for kindergarten screening, which I've done many, many years, and see their faces and their apprehension, but their excitement. And then in the central office role, you're also able to watch those children grow as middle schoolers and as high schoolers. Then watching them walk across the stage on graduation day, it's just, there's no greater joy.
I don't know if you'll be able to tell me too much on this, but of course, the Dover School Board of Education is going to be deciding on the new superintendent here. And do you know kind of where we're at currently in that process?
I believe they're working with the East Central Ohio Educational Service Center to get the position posted and take resumes and applications from those who are interested. I'm looking for great things from Dover Schools. It's been a blessing to work there, and I'm just so thankful. But I'm looking forward to the next chapter in my life. I have lots of plans and, and lots of things that I want to do.
Get that bucket list ready, right?
Yes, yes. I have a long one.
All right. Well, once again, I just want to thank you so much, Carla, for taking the time and talking with me today. And again, that was Dover Superintendent Carla Burney, just talking about her time at the Dover School District as she gets ready to retire here in July and what she plans to do afterwards. Once again, this is WTUZ's TUS Talks interview series. I'm your host, Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.